Now, coming to you from a Midwestern hole in the United States,
the Dollcast. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Rob.
Hey, you freaks. Welcome to the Dollcast. This is Roth, ready to get going here. Oh yeah. Yeah, so I'm on my way to work. My wife's taking me to drop me off, and we're getting close, and there's a vehicle in front of us, right? Okay. There's a downed power line. It's stretching across the whole road, and there's It kind of bows down to where, I don't know, it looks like you could go under it, but maybe not. Well, you know, I was like, whoa, there's a power line down. And Misty was like, hi, kitty. Misty said, oh, wow, you want me to just drop you off here? I was like, yeah, I'll just walk. So she drops me off. I'm getting out. And the people in front of us are stopping also, but someone else is getting out. And they're not just walking to work. The person who gets out is just the typical bar trash kind of woman that you've probably seen. I mean, you know the type. She's got these tight jeans. She looks like she has this constant dirty skin, maybe. Hair that looks like she tried to do something with it, but it's kind of this frizzy mess. And then some tight shirt with down the back. You can see her whole back, and it just looks like this old, haggard woman who still hangs out at bars because she can't get over how old she is, or something like that. I think you know the type I'm talking about. Well, she gets out and walks over to the power line, and I was like, holy crap, what is this woman doing? And I see her reach up, and she takes her hand, and she, like, taps it, like, tap, like she's testing it. I was like, oh my god. And then she didn't get shocked, so what's she do? She grabs the whole thing, lifts it up, and lets the driver of her car go underneath, and then gets back in the car, and they go on. I was just like, wow. I was seriously thinking I was just going to see someone get fried, but I guess she got a little bit lucky. But it's that was a really stupid move. Don't touch power lines when they're down, for God's sake. But, yeah, so I walked on down there, walked in the building, and I decided I'd go tell, because about the time I get in, some of the people are leaving, so I thought I'd go tell some of them, you know, hey, you might want to spread the word around not to go the front way, go the back way, because there's a power line down. And they're like, oh, okay, thank you. And on my way through that office, I was thinking, oh, you know what? I need to see what this person looks like. Now, the person I'm referring to, every night I go to throw away the trash. You know, I empty all the trash cans in this office. It's a long office with a bunch of cubicles. And there's this one person, they never pour out their pop. Like, they have a can of pop, and it feels like they took like 5 drinks out of it, and then they toss it in their garbage can. And, you know, bags leak all the time, you know, there's always stuff that pokes, and so every time that I would empty it with it in there, I would end up with a mess on the floor. So what I have to do now is take the can out, take it to the sink, and just leave it there. Every night there's at least one can, sometimes two, and they're both almost always full. And I'm sitting there thinking, okay, I gotta know what this person looks like, just so I know whose face I'm thinking of, like, in my mind, just imagining bashing, you know, like, I would love to just bash them. But, I just want to know what they look like. I walked by, and they weren't even in the cubicle. I was, like, so mad. Just wanted to know. Ugh. You know, pour out your pop. You know, it's just like, what, 10 feet away from the sink or something. It just ridiculous. Not 10 feet, it's more than that, but it's not much of a walk. Just walk over there, pour out your pop, throw the can away. Pour it out. Ugh. But later on, while I was at work in that same stretch of office, I was at the very last cubicle, and I noticed something. My old high school has an alumni book out, you know, for this year. It says Danville High School Alumni 2012. Now, leading up to that, I had been getting mail that was requesting information. You know, hey, we're getting ready to do this book. We need updated info on you. Kitty, stop it. Stop it. God, these cats. But, you know, they wanted all my information, and I was just like, I don't even want to fill this out. I'm not going to worry about it. And, Jesus, these cats. But so I was like, yeah, I'm not going to worry about filling this out. And I kept getting letters about it, and I just kept ignoring it. And then, you know, I never thought anything about it. And then I saw this alumni book, and I was like, ah, I bet this is what it was. So I went to look it up, look up my name in it. Because I know they had some info on me from before anyway. And I looked in it, and I actually found some of my info, like, that I didn't even know they would have had. Maybe they saw it on Facebook or something, I don't know. But it had, like, my number, my address, an email address. And along with these, it would list the people's occupation, right? Each person's occupation, if they had it. And then, like, family members that they live with. Well, some of this information was pretty old, obviously, because it only listed Misty and Jeremiah. You know, I didn't update them with Liam or Gavin because I don't want to deal with updating. I don't care. You know, alumni book, who cares? My name's in it already, whatever. But they misspelled Jeremiah. You know, the typical way that I've seen almost every spelling of Jeremiah is J-E-R-E-M-I-A-H, but they had it J-E-R-A-M-I-A-H. I've never even seen anyone spell Jeremiah like that, but whatever. Okay, but my occupation, they had me down as a bass player as my occupation. I thought that was hilarious. And what's even more funny is bass was spelled like baseball instead of bass, like bass, you know. And then it just clicked in my head. I was like, you know what? Danville High alumni put this together. That's why there's misspellings. It's not a very good district around here. Yeah. But anyway, so that was my day in a nutshell. Let me go ahead and talk about the dev aspect of things on the secret game that I've been coding, which is really close to getting done. I have all the maps done. Every map is done now. So it only took me a couple of days to actually input all that data. And, I mean, you know, a matter of hours, really, but a couple of days in real time of what I've been working on. So all the maps are done. I actually ran across a bug in the code today, and it was weird. Excuse me. What happened was, whenever you would take the player down towards the bottom of the screen and push at the very edge, the screen would move up 8 pixels, like one tile high. And as long as you held down on the controller, it stayed like that. Now, what's even weirder is that it only happened on rounds 4 and 12. And I was sitting here thinking, now, why is that? I was thinking I could understand 12 since I was the last one and I didn't have anything following it, so maybe it's reading some data from off somewhere else or something. You know, I didn't understand why 4, though. So I wasn't sure what to do at first. I was kind of looking through the code. I didn't see anything significant. So what I ended up doing was just adding a dummy line at the end of the pointers for the high and low positions of where you are on the lines or whatever. And, you know, what your Y position was. So I added a whole dummy one at the bottom full of solid blocks, which shouldn't have mattered anyway. But it stopped it. It stopped the bug from happening. So I don't know why I messed with it, but I still don't get why that fixed it, you know, just from looking at it, but it did. So I'm happy about that. Let's see. I got the round number to increment. I hadn't messed with that yet, you know, having the round number show up and then having it change each time the round itself changed. So I implemented that. That didn't take any time at all. It was real fast, actually. And let's see what I was just working on right before coming up here to record this. It was the timer. So I have the timer going all the way down, and right now, once the timer reaches zero, I have the game in a constant loop of freezing, and that's where, you know, that'll be when you lose the game, if the timer reaches zero. So I only have to put in a couple of things to make that finalized. But then there's also, like, after each round, you get a certain amount of time back, so I have to implement that. And then the timer will be 100% finished. And I think I'm going to mess with that when I get back downstairs. If Married with Children isn't on yet, I might stop for Married with Children. Gotta watch my Al Bundy, you know. Christina Applegate is choice. Okay. All right, let's give a shout out. NintendoAge.com. If you collect games, or if you're a gamer, or if you're both and you like to hang out with like-minded people, go to NintendoAge.com and get a free membership. You can go there to the forum, trade games with other people. You can manage your collection with the collection tool, which has both Nintendo and Sega consoles. So you are definitely going to like that, I'm telling you. It's nice. And you can make different kinds of collections. Like if you have, like me, being more of a gamer, if I wanted to make a collection of games I've beaten, I could do that. And even name it. Oh, it's sweet. It's very, very sweet. And speaking of sweet, the admins are sweeter. Oh, so sweet. Yes, NintendoAge.com. So if you go there and join up for free, let them know that Roth sent you. All right. Yeah, there's not really much else to talk about, but I do want to mention this story that I saw on Joystick. And what I'll do is I'll put the link to this person's blog. They had a blog post that it's just really cool. Okay, there's this guy named, how do you say that? Jared McFerrin. And I guess back in 2003, he actually took Metroid, the original Metroid for NES, and reprogrammed the entire thing in C++, I guess for the PC, I'm pretty sure is what it said. And he said he had never really shown anyone, but I think he has it online now. And he eventually started dating some woman, and they got along real good, and they liked to play retro games together, and they always did that, but she would never play Metroid, you know, and he always said, hey, you should play my Metroid sometime that I ported over, you know, and she complained Metroid was too hard for her and all this, you know. So, eventually, this guy talked her into it, and what she didn't know is that he went in and reprogrammed his own program a little bit. What he did was the marriage proposal. You know how people are always like doing ROM hacks for NES and throwing in a marriage proposal at the end of like level 1-1 on Mario or something? Well, he actually set it up to where she would have to go get certain items first before getting to the end result here. Like, he would lock certain doors with missiles, you know, missile doors, so you couldn't, she couldn't get through, and she'd have to get certain items first. And eventually she got up to where Torian is, and she got in there and went across the bridge, and I think going across the bridge went into just a room with an item. And the items in the room, it says something like, "Destiny lies within." And, you know, there's one of those Chozo statues and the little orb on it that you shoot. And I guess she shoots it, and the red ring from Zelda is there. And on it, on the screen, it says something like, I believe the woman's name was Jenny. If I'm wrong, I'm sorry. It's in the blog post that I'm going to link to, though. And it said, Jenny, something like, "Jenny, I love you. Will you marry me?" And I guess it took her a couple of seconds for it to sink in what she just saw. And then she turned around, and he's on her knee, or he's on his knee. And then she's like, "Yes, yes, woohoo, yes, yes," you know, or whatever. So she said yes, and I thought that was a cool story, you know, using old school NES games to do the hooking up. Oh, I bet there was some hooking up that night, too. Oh, yeah. But, yes. And then he had to tell her, "Hey, pick up the ring. It gives you all the items. What are you doing? Finish it." So, I don't know. I just thought that was a nice little story and that you guys might enjoy it. Yeah. So, that's basically the whole podcast for today. It's shorter than usual, I think, but whatever. I've got coding to do and Married with Children to watch and cats to appease because they want to bug me constantly. Right, kitty kitty? All right. Well, I'm going to get off here and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Be sure to visit slydogstudios.org and check out what's going on there. They're even so you can even play games online. Sly Dog Studios games that have been made. Pegs, Tic-Tac-XO, and Click. And soon, pretty soon, I'm going to get NES Virus Cleaner on there also whenever I get some extra time. I'll let you know when that happens. All right, I'm out of here, freaks. Hey, if you catch me slipping, tell Kevin.